in just a moment. But in the meantime, the Giants have had a really good last month of footy, Jordan Lewis, and they got a hard-fought win yesterday. They were 25 points up, turning for home. Essendon, though, kicked five out of the next six goals to make a real game of it. In the end, the Giants were able to hang on and get another win, and they just sit percentage outside the top eight now. One of the main reasons why they are doing so well in the last month, I think, is because of the return of this man, Sam Taylor, is a future star, and I reckon already in that category, Jordan Lewis, and he's been good enough to jump on the line with us. Sam, hello to you.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Where do we find you today, Sammy? A night after a win. It's always a nice day just to relax, maybe read the papers, check out how you played yourself, but where do we find you?
I'm at home, just got back from the cafe with my roommate, so just hanging around.
Who do you live with?
One of my mates from WA who moved over this year, Samuel Fasolo.
That's nice. So take you back to last night's game. I mean, it got quite hairy there in the last quarter, but another win on the board. It must be a really good environment the last 4 weeks to be under pressure. The coach was under pressure. You lose a few key players, but to back it up with four wins on the trot must be pleasing.
Yeah, no, it's very pleasing. Like, we're a young group. We're playing great footy and just, I don't know, it's been going so well with the leadership of Toby and all our players just, like, chipping in and doing their part has been huge. So, and yeah, no, it's been very good. It's great to be winning for sure.
So with Canelio out, quite often the player that steps in, the vice-captain steps up, they become different and think they need to do something different to try and lead and inspire the side. Have you seen anything different for Toby, or has he just gone about his business the way he usually does?
Yeah, good question. Well, I think he's just done the same thing. He's done his business the same way. Like, the way he goes about it is just so inspirational. And you see him every week just go so hard for the ball. And, like, all the teammates just like, yeah, let's do the same thing. And, like, he just is a great role model for the team.
Sam, Matt Hill, congratulations on yesterday. Gee, the Bombers, they came at you. What was the message there at three-quarter time?
It's only three quarters. This is the last quarter. Don't give up. Let's play four quarters of footy. Don't leave anything out there. I think that was the message. I barely can remember, but, yeah, they came hard, and, yeah, luckily we held on. The game was ebbing and flowing both sides, and yeah, thank God we got the win.
Sam, your defensive unit must have been really happy with the way in which you're able to nullify Kale Hooker, who's right up at the pointy end of the Coleman medal table. Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody has had a really good year and is absolutely lethal inside forward 50. So to keep those guys to three goals between them, what was the plan to combat those two coming into the game?
Well, we sort of just focus on just working as a unit instead of just individual roles. So we did have sort of roles on those sort of players, but we like to think we're a unit, and just they're obviously great players, and we had little things for them, but everyone chipped in to beat their forward six.
So Richmond to come, obviously recovery day today, but a really big opportunity to come back to the MCG and play against a side that, as we know, gave you a bit of a touch-up a couple of years ago, but you must be really looking forward to getting back to the home of footy and taking on the best in the competition over the last 4 years.
Yeah, definitely haven't forgotten that, that's for sure. I definitely look forward to it. Saturday night as well, so... Yeah, Richmond are one of the best, and I honestly can't wait to go out there and burst them.
So just with your game, quite often when you're a young kid coming in, you try and team up with another defender and try and learn the craft and progress yourself, hopefully quicker than all the other teammates, so you keep your spot in the side. What's the one thing that you're working on this year with your game?
I don't know, I think this year, I sort of had more of a focus of just enjoying my football a lot more. Last year, I missed most of the season due to septic arthritis. And, I don't know, just wanting to get better and just enjoy my footy has sort of been motivating me. But the little things, I've focused on just my one would have just beating my man, but then also just helping out my teammates, chopping out, reading the play, and then just, well, with Phil down, communicating really well.
Sam, have you rung Mum?
Not yet.
Oh, mate.
Time difference.
I've sent her a message. But,
all right. Well, we will let you go and do that straight away. Enjoy. Congratulations on the win. Good luck next week against the Tigers.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Sam Taylor from the Giants Footy Club, and we appreciate that access from them. We'll talk about them in just a moment, but as we're working through the crunch, lads, brought to you by the 3-litre Isuzu D-Max, born to live, the big issues that came out of this weekend's game so far, and especially yesterday, spoke about it in the opener, the proverbial middle finger that Port Adelaide threw up, maybe to the AFL, maybe to Collingwood, certainly a rally cry to their fans as they continue this push to be able to re-embrace the prison bar jumper. They weren't able to play in it for this showdown. They got the win comfortably over the Crows, and then they changed out of their match day jumpers into the prison bar jumper to sing the song. What did you make of it, Jordan Lewis?
Where do I sit on this topic? Well, I don't really care, to be honest, Sam.
Fair enough.
But I think what they're doing is really unifying the –